Our next guest, well, you know her as a terrific writer, one of her favorite guests on the show, but also may well be planning for a career change after training with a WWE legend. Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation joins us. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
Just great. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fantastic. I'm talking to you from a street corner in New York City, so if there's ambient noise, I apologize.
No, that's we like that. That's good. That kind of adds to the overall ambiance here. Now, am I talking to our friend Charlotte, or am I talking to Aunt Char?
You are talking to Charlotte, although my alter ego, Aunt Char, who is the wrestler, it's also ridiculous. I think the line is getting very blurry between when I'm Charlotte and when I'm Aunt Char. I think I'm creeping towards my future as a, you know, divorcee in Connecticut, drinking a lot of white wine.
And that's how you came up with that name. It wasn't, if I remember right, was it Johnny Rods or was it the guys you were working out with who said, you know, what do people call you when you're drunk?
Yes. So for those of you who have not read my foray into the world of professional wrestling, I trained with a Hall of Fame WWE wrestler, Johnny Rods, and he sort of gave me over to two of his top students, Matt and Gabriel, and they were fantastic. They were so generous, but they asked me, they were like, well, you need a character. What do your friends call you when you get drunk? And I was like, well, I do have this alter ego, Aunt Char. So that's how that happened, but it was really kind of amazing to get to peek inside how this sport works, because a lot of it was still a real mystery to me, and seeing how these guys train and actually trying to do it and realizing how totally physical it is was really eye-opening.
And you were not a wrestling fan going in.
No. Mm-mm. Last year, I watched WrestleMania and had never watched a moment of pro wrestling before in my entire life. And the blog that I wrote about it, it really connected with wrestling fans. I think that a lot of people who care about WWE aren't used to being written about without being mocked. And I just found the whole thing kind of wonderful and the ability to suspend disbelief very childlike in a really kind of amazing way that I was a little bit jealous of. And so I wrote about it, and it was a big hit with wrestling fans, and they've been asking me to write about wrestling since, and I haven't. So I thought I would pop back in for the year anniversary and do this feature and then also recap the main event as well.
Well, it's a wonderful piece, and there's such terrific characters from Johnny Rods to the guys you work out with. And I love the comment one of them makes where he says, in here, in the gym, you can slow down time.
Yeah, that was very moving. I mean, the whole thing was really kind of incredible. But, yeah, these guys, they were talking about how you really have to inhabit the characters and totally be your wrestler when you're in the ring, and how you're a completely different person, and how you can also manipulate time. They were saying how, you know, if some guy goes down in a corner, everybody's in on it. So he's going to wait for as long as you take to hit him. So you could wait 5 seconds, or you could really get the crowd going and wait 45 seconds. And, you know, as long as you're compelling and selling it, people are going to hang with you.
And Johnny Rods, whose real name is Johnny Rodriguez, is such a character. He's known everybody in the business. You mentioned in the piece, Andre the Giant used to sleep on his couch. What a fascinating guy he was.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was really interesting with him because I never knew what was real and what wasn't. His stories sort of, I wrote this in the piece, but they kind of ebb and flow in and out of sense, and you're never totally sure what he's saying is real, because then he'll say it again differently. And it didn't matter, you know, it was just like, this is the myth of this guy who's almost 80 years old and put his body through absolute hell in the ring and is now training people. And, you know, his students just revere him. There's this real sense of awe when he walks out and actually starts giving pointers. The whole thing was really wild. It was really cool to get to peek inside of that.
You had a pretty impressive clothesline of one of the honchos I saw.
Yeah, it was, I mean, they were so great with me too. I was trying not to laugh and I was trying to take it seriously, but it's hard not to feel a little silly if you're not actually in the sport. And it's so physical that, you know, you you go clothesline someone and they just, you know, it was all them. Like, they would throw themselves back and I barely had to do anything, which made it even more impressive and kind of cool to watch the actual wrestling after that.
Yeah, that I was fascinated with that piece of it, too, and talking about when a wrestler picks somebody up and throws them. It's actually, it's the person on the receiving end jumping more than anything else.
Yeah, totally. It was really interesting because they showed me, they were like, Matt was like, okay, if I try to pick up Gabriel, I can't. Like, he picked him up without Gabe doing anything. He was just standing there and sort of tried to lift him up and couldn't do it. But then he sort of got a certain hold on his leg and lifted, and Gabe jumped at the same time, and then Matt could hold him over his head.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation here on Downtown. Away from the wrestling for a moment, how are you feeling about your Red Sox in this great start to the season?
I'm feeling great, Rich. I'm so jazzed about the start to their season. It is so fun, and I'm so psyched. Especially since I was so worried about the Yankees with their Death Star lineup, but the Sox seem to have a better record than they do right now. So, hey, I'll take it.
Have you had any response from Martha Stewart to your tweet about her?
No. Isn't that rude?
Yes.
I said I wanted to go to a sports game with her, and she has not responded. That's been a real pipe dream of mine for some time, though. So I think I'm going to make it happen. I feel like, you know, life is long if you're lucky, and hopefully it will include a sports game with Martha Stewart for me.
Well, you know, if you're up here in Maine this summer, she's here. You just head down to the coast and track her down. You knock on the door. I don't think there's any security or anything.
I know. I think I know someone who's done some work on her property, so I might try to pull some strings.
I want to ask you, too, about this piece a couple of weeks ago, and you wrote about it and commented on it, and I can't remember the guy's name, who suggested that the reason more people don't care about women's sports is because it's just not interesting. It's not exciting. Even when you have an unbelievable Final Four like we had in women's college basketball, yeah, just nobody cares.
Yeah, no, that was total garbage. This guy wrote a piece about, you know, the managing editor of the Big Lead wrote about how you know, people don't watch women's sports because people just inherently don't care about women's sports. And I just took such issue with that. It's, you know, he was saying that no one writes about it or covers it because people don't care. And the truth is that, you know, it's on the media. It's on us to write about it, to give it coverage. When you cover something, when you pay attention to something, people care about it. And, you know, we have some wonderful people at SB Nation. My colleague Whitney Medworth has been doing a ton of WNBA coverage recently. And it's just, it's something we all have to change, and it's slow, but I'm confident, you know, like you look at tennis players or Olympians, and women seem to get equal coverage there more so than any other sport or league. And people care, you know. Serena Williams wouldn't be one of the most famous athletes in the world if people inherently didn't care about women's sports.
Well, we had a hockey team here at the University of Maine, a women's hockey team that was in the top 10 in the nation for most of the year, and the local paper barely gave them any coverage and told us when we asked that, well, the readers aren't interested. I would suggest, as you have suggested, that might change if you actually had women writing about sports.
Not even women writing about sports. You know, you could have men covering women's sports. You just need to have someone covering it, and I think it's a shame that they didn't give more coverage to a team that's so good. You know, if men's had been top 10, I guarantee you they would have been front page.
Absolutely. Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation. Well, Charlotte, we love the piece. If you haven't read it yet, get to SB Nation. Check out Charlotte's experiences in the world of WWE. Are you still sore after that adventure?
You know, I thought I wasn't, and then I climbed up onto my bed the other night on my knee in a funny way, and I was like, okay, there it is.
I do that every day, and I'm not even wrestling, but that's probably just age.
Maybe I'm just getting old, Rich. Maybe that's
it. Nah, no chance of that. Charlotte, always a delight. Thanks for making time for us. Be safe there on the streets of the big city, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks so much, Rich. Always a pleasure.
Charlotte Wilder with us on Downtown.